Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 8th, Wednesday, day 213. Today's topic, the hand of the Lord my God is on me daily, so that... Now, silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments. And for all those people. Confession and repentance. We use subject-shifting devotion method. First, we pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood. And help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift, to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 84, verses 9 to 12. Ezra chapter 7 verse 1 to chapter 8 verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 1 to 21. Proverbs chapter 20 verses 28 to 30. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is, the hand of the Lord my God is on me daily, so that. How close do you need to be with me so that my hand can be on you? This is a question the Lord asked me as I start to write this blog this morning. So there are three things that we need to know and live out so that we have the hand of the Lord on us daily. Number one, come as close as you can to the Lord. Well, you can be close to the Lord when you are willing to spend time with Abba in your home or any place or whenever you feel God is close to you. But today's Psalm revealed to us that the best way is to be in two places. A, His sanctuary. Today's Psalm uses a few words to describe that. His dwelling place, a home, a nest, your altar, your house, Zion. B, the courts. Courts are where the worshippers and pilgrims assembled and spent their days. We can find it in Psalm 84, verse 2 and verse 10. Psalm 82. Psalm 84, verse 2. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Living God, yeah. And verse 10. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. They enjoyed staying in the courts one day better than a thousand days elsewhere. That's how Jesus' parents can't find Jesus, because Jesus was in the courts enjoying what Psalm 84 promise really is. That's from Luke chapter 2, verse 46. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. That's number one, come as close as you can to the Lord. Number two, receive, believe, and witness the hand of the Lord be on you. It's because Ezra came close to the Lord by fasting, praying, and worshiping that today's Ezra three times described how the hand of the Lord was with him. The first two times are in third person, and the third time is in first person of how Ezra witnessed everything possible. It's not because of him, but the hand of the Lord. Without living out point one each day, I think we cannot experience the hand of the Lord on us daily. That's described here as living God. Living God, yeah. Ezra chapter 7, verse 6. Chapter 7. This Ezra came up from Babylon. He was a teacher well versed in the law of Moses, which the Lord, the God of Israel, had given. The king had granted him everything he asked, for the hand of the Lord his God was on him. Wow. Verse 9. He had begun his journey from Babylon on the first day of the first month, and he arrived in Jerusalem on the first day of the fifth month, for the gracious hand of his God was on him. Right? Second time. And then the third time. 27 to 28. Praise be to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, who has put it into the king's heart to bring honor to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem in this way, and who has extended his good favor to me before the king and his advisers and all the king's powerful officials, because the hand of the Lord my God was on me. I took courage and gathered leaders from Israel to go up with me. That's number two. Receive, believe, and witness the hand of the Lord be on you. Number three, never think that you are okay and do not need God. I have seen too many people leave their church or just become a religious people to go to church once a year or once a month, because they think they have got what they want and they do not need to be close to the Lord. That's how Paul warns the Corinthians and us in today's 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Paul said, already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. You have begun to reign, and that without us. How I wish that you really had begun to reign, so that we also might reign with you. That's funny, huh? Yeah, we as human beings think that we can reign as a king. Sad. Sad. Yeah, it is so sad that we as human beings sitting on God's throne, taking control of our own lives and think that we are in control and do not need God. Your only hope and action is to live out these 3 points, because the hand of the Lord was with Ezra, so that everything impossible... No, it's that every impossible thing, yeah, happened to Ezra and God's people. Actually, this morning, the Holy Spirit reveals to me that those who join our daily 6 a.m. time with Abba, and 7 a.m. Eucharist, and then 7:40 a.m. breakfast is just like those Israelites, as described in today's psalm, who went to the temple to worship and then enjoy hanging around the court as long as they could, and that the hand of the Lord was on them. Yes, I deeply feel that the past 2.5 years of our daily TWA, that the hand of the Lord has been on me daily. Hope and pray that you understand one day and join us. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to know that we have to take prompt action to be in your temple and court daily so that your hand will be on us daily. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how do you understand the significance of the hand of God on you daily? Number two, how can you achieve that each day? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.